Flatland, A Romance of Many Dimensions by Edwin Abbott Abbott. To the inhabitants of space in general, and HC in particular, this work is dedicated by a humble native of Flatland, in the hope that even as he was initiated into the mysteries of three dimensions, having been previously conversant with only two, so the citizens of that celestial region may aspire yet higher and higher to the secrets of four, five, or even six dimensions, thereby contributing to the enlargement of the imagination and the possible development of that most rare and excellent gift of modesty among the superior races of solid humanity. Part 1. This World. Be patient, for the world is broad and wide. Section 1. Of the Nature of Flatland. I call our world Flatland, not because we call it so, but to make its nature clearer to you, my happy readers, who are privileged to live in space. Imagine a vast sheet of paper, on which straight lines, triangles, squares, pentagons, hexagons, and other figures, instead of remaining fixed in their places, move freely about on or in the surface, but without the power of rising above or sinking below it, very much like shadows, only hard and with luminous edges, and you will then have a pretty correct notion of my country and countrymen. Alas, a few years ago I should have said my universe, but now my mind has been opened to higher views of things. In such a country, you will perceive at once that it is impossible that there should be anything of what you call a solid kind. But I dare say you will suppose that we could at least distinguish by sight the triangles, squares, and other figures moving about as I have described them. On the contrary, we could see nothing of the kind, not at least so as to distinguish one figure from another. Nothing was visible, nor could be visible to us, except straight lines, and the necessity of this I will speedily demonstrate. Place a penny on the middle of one of your tables in space, and leaning over it, look down upon it. It will appear a circle. But now, drawing back to the edge of the table, gradually lower your eye, thus bringing yourself more and more into the condition of the inhabitants of Flatland, and you will find the penny becoming more and more oval to your view, and at last, when you have placed your eye exactly on the edge of the table, so that you are, as it were, actually a Flatland citizen, the penny will then have ceased to appear oval at all, and will have become, so far as you can see, a straight line. The same thing would happen if you were to treat in the same way a triangle, or square, or any other figure, cut out of pasteboard. As soon as you look at it with your eye on the edge of the table, you will find that it ceases to appear to you a figure, and that it becomes, in appearance, a straight line. Take, for example, an equilateral triangle, who represents with us a tradesman of the respectable class. Figure 1 represents the tradesman as you would see him while you were bending over him from above. Reader's note: Figure 1 is a downward-pointing triangle with all sides equal. End of reader's note. Figures 2 and 3 represent the tradesman as you would see him if your eye were close to the level, or all but on the level of the table. Reader's note: Figure 2 shows a much flatter downward-pointing triangle, with the top edge much longer than the other two sides, which are of equal length. Figure 3 is flatter still, barely identifiable as a triangle at all. End of reader's note. And if your eye were quite on the level of the table, and that is how we see him in Flatland, you would see nothing but a straight line. When I was in Spaceland, I heard that your sailors have very similar experiences while they traverse your sea.